Well, Ethan, I don't know what you can put into words how the feeling is right now after what happened here tonight.
It's just tough. You have a season like we did and come up short. It's never easy, you know. A team like we had this year, just you don't win that many games without being really close with guys, really close with coaches. So the goodbyes are definitely hard. It's just heartbreaking, you know. Having such a good season, having a bunch of good guys around you and losing the last one of the season. So you just got to hope that for the rest of the Barry's career that it keeps moving and keeps staying at that pace, you know, just finding ways to get better each year.
Yeah. Your last time in Saskatoon, two seasons here. Tell me about your experience and how much you enjoyed it here.
Like nothing I've ever had in all the best ways. From the owners to the coaching staff to the Barry's staff around the field to the fans. I mean, I couldn't have asked for anything better. I mean, the things it's done for my career in baseball is just, couldn't be thankful enough. So it's tough saying goodbye for sure.
What did you know about this place before you came here last year?
I knew it was in Canada.
And now, if you had to have a young player come up to you and say, I want to play summer baseball in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, what would you tell them?
If you want the experience of a lifetime, go play for the Barry's.
Okay. How difficult is it to be, and frustrating is it to not be able to get clutch hits tonight? That's basically where it was at throughout these playoffs, right?
Yes, sir. It's just tough, you know, coming up in the big spots. It's what you hope for. We did it a lot this year. I mean, just the amount of games we won in the eighth and ninth inning, it was awesome to see. It really sucks to not be able to do it whenever season's on the line.
No, Ethan, when you look back on this season and this playoff run, obviously it's still very fresh right now, but what is going to stick out to the most for you, aside from just the connection with the guys? Like, would it be the wins record? Would it be the Game 3 comeback against Moose Jaw? What's going to stick out to you?
Man, that's a tough one. Just the experience of it all. You know, not a lot of guys get chances to go and win championships with their school ball team. So I think the sheer fact that we put ourselves in such a position to do that is going to stand out for a lot of guys and for me. So it's awesome to have that experience. And though we came up short, it still can't be mad about it all. You know, you got to look at the bright side at the end of the day. Like, you can be mad about it, but you're setting guys up who are planning on coming here, even if they don't know that yet, setting guys up for a lot of success and just setting a standard.
What's the biggest thing you've taken away from Joe?
Games never over, and just not letting anything get to you. Pitch by pitch, play by play, game goes on, and I mean, you just never give up. Always rely on yourself and rely on your teammates to go and do the things that you know you're capable of.
You were part of the inaugural team. Not a lot of people knew what this was going to be. What's it mean to you to be part of that first group of Barry's who have set the tone?
I mean, it means everything. Just seeing what 1 year from last year to this year has done, I mean, I can't wait to see what this program really becomes whenever they've got 5, 10, even 15, 20 years of experience with it. I mean, it's just going to keep growing and getting better and better, and I really can't wait to see what they do for this town, this city, like just this league in general. I think it's big things to come.
You mentioned that making it up here to Saskatoon has helped change your baseball career. What has changed since coming to Saskatoon, and where did the help come from?
I think one big thing for me was I was a player that would really let the way I played and the game around me affect the way I played. And being around guys like Joe and just teammates that I've had, like Balen, Jalen, Nathan Houston, Ethan Murdoch a lot, Carter Beck, just them showing me that one at-bat, one pitch, one play makes up for everything. You know, you can't let one outcome of one minor aspect of a baseball game affect how you're going to help the team and how you're going to go out there and play. And I think that it's made me mature a lot on and off the field for sure. I mean, I mean, you're going to a different country, living with people that you may not even ever see again. So it's just like being able to go and be that adult, and like, I think it's just helped me on and off the field in so many ways with that.
You got as well the opportunity to have your family come up here. We were talking about that, you know, a month ago, but that is such a far distance for your family to come watch you play baseball. What was it like to have that and to have that purple jersey you're wearing right now be a small part of that?
I mean, like I said, it means the world to me. I don't think I'll ever be able to appreciate a place as much as I appreciate Saskatoon, and just the care and the love that you feel from everybody, the ups and downs, like it's just unwavering love and affection for the guys that are on that field working their tail off every day. So it's just, it means everything.
And what are your thoughts? You had an amazing team this year. It might be hard to put it all in perspective now, but what are your thoughts on the overall team play throughout the whole year?
Unbelievable. I mean, you don't see many teams lose that little baseball games. And yes, we came up short, but I mean, it's tough. Like you win games that you're not supposed to win. You win games that you're supposed to win. You lose a couple games that you shouldn't lose, and you make games close whenever they shouldn't be close. It's really awesome to see guys be able to come together in such a short period of time and really bond and learn how to play together. I mean, nobody's one swing and one playing style is going to be alike. So just getting a group of guys that can play together and find a way to win baseball games so often is really awesome.